as Israeli forces are advancing their attacks on Gaza City to displace some 1 million Palestinians sheltering there. Pacifica's correspondent Rami Almagari, with his family, packed up what belongings they could fit in a single truck and fled.
Fear is that the home itself, which is located to the west of Gaza City, could be exposed to destruction by Israeli machinery, as the case in the south, the east of the territory, and the east of Gaza City, in Zaytun, Sabra neighborhoods, and also north of the Gaza City, Saftawi, Abu Skander, Sheikh Rudwan, Tawaber. And these parts of the Gaza City, many homes have been destroyed by Israel's machinery, Israel's equipment, detonated actually.
The detonated machinery are reported robots laden with explosives that blow up, obliterating their surroundings and the people in its path. The Middle East Eye online publication is reporting Israel's deployed 80 of these robots in Gaza City in the last month. Amidst continued bombardments, Rami says fleeing is actually hard, as many Palestinians have nowhere to go.
I can say I'm lucky to have a home in Maghazi town in central Gaza Strip. I consider myself to be lucky. Others are having very, very, very hard difficulties getting access to the southern region or to the central Gaza Strip because they don't have places and they have to find a place and to hire a place, rent a place for very inflated prices, scourge prices. I'd like to tell you an example. Transporting the furniture from Gaza City to central Maghazi town had cost me transport for a truckload 2,500 shekels.
That's more than $800 for a 10-mile truck ride. It's nearly double to $1,300 when you include gas, workers, and the high bank fees just to withdraw the cash to pay for it all.
You have to be about 32-33% commission or rate in order to get the cash that you need, the 3,000 cash Israeli shekels. So it is very exhausting, very stressful, and you can't know what's going on. We can't know what's next. And in any case, you should be prepared for the moment and to take your children, your family at a very crucial moment. The crucial moment, I mean, is the moment where the Israeli army is already invading, starting its operation inside the city, including strikes, bombardments, shootouts, drones attacks in the streets, in the alleys, in the neighborhoods. I am actually exhausted already because of this war that has been very, very terrible in terms of the expenses, life expenses, skyrocketing prices. Everything here is very stressful and very pressing on our heads, on our souls. We are waiting for a destiny that no one actually knows or understands up to this moment.
Hamas said Wednesday it will agree to a ceasefire that returns all hostages. Israel's rejecting the deal, demanding that Hamas disarm. Hamas says it will disarm after a Palestinian state is created as part of a two-state solution. Israel's prime minister has outright rejected that, even though several Western allies, including the United Kingdom, France, and Canada, say they'll recognize a Palestinian state. Scotland voted to do so Wednesday. Meanwhile, Israel's strikes on Gaza have now killed more than 64,000 Palestinians. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.